Welcome to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Goldman, and joining me right now is Emilio Danello. This is our full-time episode, which is our initial reaction. Emilio was at Craven Cottage for the 3-0 loss for Fulham to Manchester United. He's going to share his view. I'm going to share mine. So, Emilio, just want to go to you first. Give me your initial reaction to this very disappointing 3-0 loss for Fulham.
Oh, dear. I'm on my way home now, so, you know, I'm not seeing any replays, personally. I'm just going to comment on what I saw on the pitch today. And
yep.
I just saw 10 minutes of fight, passion, determination. You know, maybe Vieto should have scored, could go 1-0 up very early on. And I'm not saying it would have been a different story, but, you know, to go 1-0 up against a top four team, it might have made it, put a different reflection on the game. But at the end of the day, for 85 minutes, we were poor. We had no formation, no structure. The players just weren't playing for each other, or not playing for the manager, should I say, for the right thing. I just saw no fight out there, no spirit, no belief, no confidence. You know, we're getting relegated very, very quickly. We're offering nothing. And, you know, it was disappointing to see my beloved club ripped apart today, you know, not just by Man United, but just by the Ranieri's tactics, formation, and the lack of performance on the pitch. Thankfully, Man United didn't feel the need to go into second gear, otherwise that could have been 6 or 7-0. So thanks, Man United, for helping to keep the score down. But how can we have 52% possession and comprehensively lose 3-0? That's a miracle. But we offered 10 minutes of hope, and that was about it.
Right, Emilio. And my initial reaction is that Fulham started brightly, just like you mentioned. They had an opportunity very early on. And again, we could say this to a blue in the face if they scored this opportunity. We've said this in so many matches from Vieto or whoever else has an opportunity. Maybe the match is different. But I don't think it is different. And I'm going to tell you why. Because my reaction to this is exactly what you said. Manchester United were not out of first gear. They could do whatever they wanted to. They were comfortable the entire match. They didn't play Marcus Rashford. They rested several players. And they tore us to shreds whenever they wanted to. They were opportunistic. Mm-hmm. Again, they weren't offering a lot in the beginning stages, but when they had their opportunities, when they saw a full mistake, they took advantage of it. I mentioned to you off air the situation in the 15th minute. Pogba scores a great goal. Maybe mm-hmm. Sergio Rico could have done better, but it started with a mistake, Emilio. 23rd minute, again, Martial scores. It really is the undoing of Fulham. Even I mentioned to you in the second half, the penalty, it's all mistakes.
And, you know, the way I look at it is, you know, if we take Martial was, you know, running at 200 miles an hour the first half. He dominated that first half. He
absolutely.
You know, but, you know, I know fans will get on to Dennis Odoi's back, and I think that's harsh. But where was the protection from the midfield and from the offensive players? There was no protection there. So, you know, today we were playing a 4-2-4. So most of the second goal, the Martial second goal, Mitrovic had nobody to lay the ball off to. He had his other three offensive players all side by side with him. He lost the ball, went to Man United player. There was half the size of a pitch basically between Chambers, Seri, and Mitrovic and the other three forwards. Martial picked up the ball, ran 50 yards, and scored a goal. You know, where's the protection in the midfield? You know, Schürrle, Vieto, where was the tracking back? You know, Schürrle should have been tracking back and protecting poor old Dennis for that second goal. And going back to the first goal, you know, my automatic reaction is no keeper likes to be beating in the near post, and Rico looked comfortably beating that near post. Yep. But Marchand, you know, had a shocker of a game, probably his worst game I can remember in a Fulham shirt. You know, gave possession
started
away
with him.
A few times when there was another instance in the first half, he carried the ball out, lost it. You know, exposes defence. Thankfully, Man United didn't punish us for that. Second half, I think he headed the ball in his own penalty area back to Dennis Odoi with maybe Sanchez just sniffing, or was it Lukaku? But again, his awareness and defending today was hopeless. But you know, you can't defend like children. To your point, yes, we made three mistakes. We were punished, but it could have been a cricket scoreline today. And you know, I'm saying it out there. You know, the players aren't playing for the manager there. There was no belief there today. There was no, why can't we play with a bit more determination, a bit more spirit, and make a fight of it?
Well, they started that way, Emilio.
Yeah, 10 minutes, you know, and that was it.
They did. To give them credit, they actually started strong, but we've seen this too many times. Manchester United scores that goal, everything changed again. And again, why are they not showing that type of fight for 90 minutes? Why are we always seeing it for 10 minutes?
Yeah, but just general formation. You know, some of the, you know, we'll maybe talk about it.
What did you make of the formation, Emilio? That's a good point. Share me your thoughts on the formation.
I'm surprised to have seen Schürrle and Vieta, two comparably lightweight offensive players, both of whom offer little support defensively. That was my surprise. You know, I don't think there's room for both those players to play week in, week out, certainly to start, you know, in a starting lineup. You know, my ultimate reaction, I wasn't necessarily disappointed that Tom was dropped again to the bench, because if we hear Claudio's comments week in, week out, if he says Tom's not strong enough or quick enough to play that central midfield role, and if he's not good enough to play wide, you know, wide right, then basically he shouldn't be playing. I think we had this conversation yesterday off air as well. So I'm not surprised Tom being benched, but, you know, why aren't we seeing Ryan coming on? We know what this young boy can do. You know, he would raise his game on the big day. But I was surprised to see. I still had belief that we could get something out of the game. I called that before, you know. I said, whether I'm delusional or not, I still felt, you know, with the right attitude, the right passion, the right spirit, we could beat maybe an average Man United team. I hope, you know, I don't think that's being critical. I don't think it's the best Man United team we've ever seen in the world, but they could have been there for the taking. And maybe a Cardiff City or a Burnley would have showed more fight, more determination. And they have done. Burnley went to Old Trafford a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago, and, you know, came away with a 2-2 draw and should have won that game after being 2-0 up. We were hopeless and just, you know, literally just, you know, just lost comprehensively today. The formation was disappointing, but we know what Ranieri's tactics are, and it's not working. That's the problem. And he's playing a formation. He's ripping the identity out of this club. And, you know,
that's the whole thing, Emilio. You just nailed it for me. What is the identity? The identity is gone.
We've lost it. We've lost it. And I get it. You know, he was brought in to keep the club up, not to play football, not to play the kind of style of football. His job was to save the club from relegation, and then we'll see. But the fact that he wasn't backed in the transfer window, that clearly is telling me after the last two performances against Man U and Crystal Palace that the owners don't believe in him. And I won't be surprised if we might see a change.
Okay. Listen, I understand why you brought that up. I think it's a good time that we mention this, because right after the match, just go on social media, especially Twitter, and you're going to see a lot of outrage after this match and asking questions about Claudio Ranieri. So I thought I would do a poll, my friend, and try to gauge what people were thinking right after the match. I know it's right afterwards and people are very upset. So this poll so far, Emilio, just so you know, I have 236 votes. So it's a decent amount of votes in such a short period of time. I just asked the question, should Fulham sack Claudio Ranieri now? Yes is at 89%, Emilio. No is at 11%. So again, this is right after the match, but it's telling how high that number is.
And I know, you know, when you lose, there's emotions behind it. But, you know, I'm going to say it on record here. And, you know, I was one of Claudio's biggest advocates when he came on board. I thought he was the right man to steady the ship, keep the club up, give us a bit more. But the formations I'm seeing, the tactical changes he made today were horrendous. You know, you're bringing on Cyrus Christie when you're 2-0 down and got revert back to five at the back. I know
Martial was ripping
us to pieces, you know, down that flank. But is that really the most tactical change you can make by bringing Christian against the top 14? That was laughable. And just other things, in the fact that you bring Tom and Seth to make a difference with 10, 15 minutes left on the clock when you're 3-0 down. I've changed today. My view is I'm going to vote on your poll shortly, Russ, and I'm going to vote and you need to go. And that's coming from me, a strong advocate of his 4 months ago. And I honestly thought, this guy could deliver and just, like I said, steady that shit. But no, I've lost faith. And I think so have the players. The players aren't playing for him. I saw Tom Kearney warm up before the game, 20 minutes before the game. He had the demeanour of just somebody who's just making up the numbers. He doesn't want to be there. He's just devoid of confidence. It was actually quite sad to see. You've seen some of the photographs I've sent you. Very, very sad to see. And he's ripped the identity of this club. He's ripped the confidence of these players. He's not the stuffing out of our bread and butter players. You know, people have been here for a few seasons, and I think time for a change. Let's go down with a bit of pride.
I'm there with you, my friend. It's funny because I'm not one that advocates changing a manager, but I want to see the team go down with a fight, because they're going down. It's going to take a monumental effort of crazy proportions for them to survive this. You know, again, the announcers kept saying, well, there's still a chance. I had Simon Peach last night tell me he still believes there's a chance. But I just don't see it on the pitch. I don't see this team coming together because, as you said, where is the identity? The identity is gone. And
it's shot to pieces, and the confidence is shot to pieces. I know when things aren't going well, things don't go according to plan. You know, maybe Fieto's chance came after 15 minutes rather than after 1 minute. Maybe that he may have taken that chance, but sometimes the luck doesn't go with you. But I just don't see any confidence there, no spirit. There's these 10-minute spells here and there, but it's few and far between. And Ranieri's only been here for 4 months. I've been following this club nearly 40 years, and believe you me, that I'm embarrassed what I'm seeing at the club. And Tony Khan, Mr. Shad Khan, please do something, revert this trend. Let's get somebody in there. Let's steady the ship, as we should have done 3 or 4 months ago. Yep. And let's try to get relegated with a bit of fight, pride, and for better for worse. If it means, we have to, Scott Parker would probably be a likely favourite. I'll reserve my comments for another conversation about that. But at the moment, I don't want to see this club ripped to pieces, being embarrassed in the world stage, playing like we do with fighting with no guts, no deterrent. It's embarrassing.
It absolutely is. Emilio, I want to share this with you because I had someone contact me via Messenger and just throw this out there. And I told this person that I would mention it on the show because this person's reaction was, we need to get rid of Ranieri. And then I kept seeing it over and over again. That's what got me the idea to put up the poll. He said to me, why not bring back Slavisa? So again, his reasoning was Slavisa knows the championship. He also knows the young players. Why not bring back Slavisa? Again, I'm just mentioning it because I found it interesting. It got me to think, not that they would bring back Slavisa. I just find it interesting that a Fulham supporter just mentioned that to me.
Yeah, it's hindsight is a luxury, to be honest. The decision was made for better, for worse for the club. In November, October, November, there's still a chance to redeem your season. The choice that was made turns out not to be the right choice. We're actually, we have got more points on the board, admittedly, but I would have expected us to have been maybe 5 to 7 points better off than where we are now. But we've actually regressed in the last couple of weeks, Tottenham first half, I thought there was belief there, and we fought for 45 minutes, and then, lots of concentration at the end. We lost a point that game. Brighton, we were abysmal first half, as you know, and we turned that around. Whether that was Ranieri's tactics, or whether that's Scott Parker's formation, or whether that's just the players doing what they wanted to do rather than what the manager wanted to do, remains to be seen. But the Palace game and today's game, to me, tells me there's no hope unless there's change. And and Ranieri's not reluctant to make any changes. He's sticking to his guns.
No, he's doing it his way. And,
it's not working.
It's not working. Emilio, listen, I sent a couple of articles to you yesterday, and they troubled me. I don't want to go into details about the articles, but it just really showed to me there's something really wrong at the core of Fulham Football Club. And something needs to change. That's all I'm going to say.
But I'm saying this as well. But all the guys that sit around me, all my regular season ticket holders and friends, all the other co-hosts, Rob Elliott, Val, all of these guys are all telling me they want Ranieri to go as well. So if they all vote in your poll, the numbers will go up. So these are stalwarts. People have been following the club for 40 to 65 years.
Yeah.
All now saying, just play Tom Kenny the rest of the season. Play Ryan Sessegnon the rest of the season. Play these players who believe and love the club. One interesting thing as well to mention as well, Mitrovic incident at the end. So where I stood, obviously, which he was at the other end of the pitch.
I saw talking about him and De Gea, right?
Yeah, De Gea, both raised hands. What was interesting to me, my own matter of reaction is, I only saw the stalwarts of this club, the Toms and the Ryan Sessegnons, trying to get involved. Where are all these low-knee players? Where are all these players who are not going to be here next season? Didn't give a flying hoot, excuse my French.
Yes.
I was going to say something else there, but that shows to me those players don't want to play at this club. Seri, go and support Mitrovic. All these players who have got no right to be here next season were not there fighting for Mitrovic and protecting him. It's Sessegnon and Tom Kenny.
Yes, listen, it's just a job to them. And for us, the fans, it's a lot more than that. It's a passion. And, you know, I want players that want to fight for a Fulham Football Club. I'm glad that you brought that up, Emilio.
But listen, they don't. Those players don't want to play for the Fulham Football. You could tell on the pitch. Right. They're there to grab their paycheck and they'll go.
Right, exactly. Exactly. They're just getting a paycheck. And honestly, I don't want those players on the pitch anymore. I want players that want to fight for Fulham Football Club and to the end. And then we'll see what we can do in the championship. But, you know, there are 12 matches left. Give maximum effort. And the cons have some time now to think about the managerial situation. I am one that, you know, brought this out there that I didn't want to go down that McGath route again with three managers. Yeah. But right now, if you look at it, it's going down badly anyways. Maybe you need to show kind of spirit and fight at the end, and maybe that means getting rid of the manager. So I've changed my mind on it because, like you said, I'm watching these last few matches, and it just isn't working. And, of course, what I've read hasn't helped either because that backs my feelings on this. All right, my friend, let's do wrap this up. Thank you for joining me. For Emilio Danilo, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk.